Now we're going to answer dating opening lines.
Okay. Well, okay. I gotta get
How you
ready
doing?
For this.
How you doing?
Yes, I will go home with you. Oh, that wasn't okay.
So this is not like pickup lines. This is they have a list of a bunch of different dating app conversation starters that would be good to try during this pandemic holiday season.
Oh man. Well, okay.
Okay. So, but I thought, why don't we answer and we'll see if we would go home with each other.
Okay.
This is going to get interesting.
The answer is obviously yes. Okay.
What are your thoughts on matching pajama sets?
I'm good. I'm going to go home by myself.
I have to be honest. I never was a matching pajama set gal, but I asked Jay for a couple sets.
Oh.
Not really pajamas, but like the joggers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like lingerie.
Ew. Ooh. No. Gross.
Well, and if you and Jay were matching lingerie, that's a whole other conversation.
Oh. No, but I don't have. Oh, you mean like me and you would wear matching?
Like,
or my tops and bottoms would match?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
If you and I are matching, no.
I assumed it was couples.
That's what I assumed too. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is a little.
Yeah, no.
A little over the top.
Well,
puke
the idea,
in my mouth.
If it's like for Christmas, you know, and you have like.
So cheesy.
It is, but it's cute. You don't think it's cute?
Are you going to take like a picture together?
I think we know
together?
What
like,
him and Tim are going to
Oh, my God. It's going to be a Blimothy pajama soiree.
Huh?
I mean, it's
a Blimothy
been,
pajama
it's
soiree.
Been discussed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so. Ugh.
Oh, love.
Jeez. No, it's really, oh, gays.
No, that's not true. There's plenty of people who do it. We just never have.
Plenty of people. Have matching PJs.
What? No, I've never done matching PJs.
I don't know anybody who does matching PJs.
Oh, I've seen them in like Christmas cards.
I mean on Christmas,
they
all wear.
I see them in like, they're on like the commercial for like a car ad. You know, it's like the holiday sales event, you know, and the husband comes in with two cars, sets of car keys.
Oh,
and everybody's
yeah, right.
Holding a cup of coffee and they're all in the same pajamas.
And
no,
everyone
that
has
doesn't
a golden
happen
retriever.
In real life.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
No husband comes home with two sets of car keys anyway on Christmas. It doesn't happen.
Definitely not in Tight White Todd's house.
If Jay came home with two
he's going,
car
you better
keys.
Got those used. Did you go to CarMax?
Right.
Oh,
those
man.
Aren't from CarMax. I'm taking my pajamas
CarMax
off.
CarMax is good. I like CarMax.
Yeah, we've used CarMax.
Don't knock CarMax.
No, yep.
I'm saying that you're definitely not going to like a dealership and buying a new car.
Wow. No, I'd kill Jay. Wow.
That would not happen.
Okay, here are some of the other dating app conversation starters. What's your favorite childhood holiday memory?
That's cool.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Right? Because that would... Well, yeah, so what's yours?
It brings you back to your favorite
instant.
Times of life.
First thought that comes to your mind.
Laying on the floor with all of my cousins watching... The entire Star Wars trilogy, all the movies from morning till night, while
that's cool.
Parents and uncles get blasted. Now that I look back,
even
like,
as a childhood memory, right. It comes back to booze.
Well,
for
I
Kelly.
Didn't realize it at the time, but now
you
that
have
I look back,
a booze problem, Kelly.
I know it's true. Now that I look back, I'm like, now I know why they put Star Wars on.
Yeah.
Oh
right, because they wanted to.
All
drink.
The kids
they
would just
two
be
hours
there for
themselves.
Hours. Yep. Oh yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
Todd.
Mine would be my parents, when they were together, they used to do this big soup holiday party and for the families, for our extended families. And we would all sit around and watch Holiday Inn. That was like our Christmas tradition.
Holiday Inn, yeah.
Back when my parents were together.
Is that,
and then they divorced when I was six and, you know,
oh, okay.
The rest is history.
Oh, and then ruined it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are the good old days. Happy
Christmas.
Friday, everybody.
I don't want matching pajamas. I don't want a new car.
Right.
And
I really don't want matching pajamas.
Starting to understand where this all came from. Yep. Yeah, I remember my great aunt and uncle's house. They had a big, it was my great grandfather was a sculptor, so it was his studio where they lived.
Ooh, cool.
So cool.
So they had this huge, it was like big ceilings. And they would get a tree that must have been, when I was a kid, I thought it was 25 feet high.
Yeah.
That's
now,
cool.
Looking back, it was probably 10 or 12 feet. I mean, it was a big tree.
Mm.
So they had like an eave ceiling and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like two floors worth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so it wasn't a big place, but they had that big room. Mm. And that was where we would always go over for Christmas. And the one that I instantly remember is when my aunt, who would get me my magic tricks, because I was a little magician then... And she would go to the special magic shop in New York City because she lived in New York City.
Oh wow!
And that was when I got my magic changing bag.
Wow. Yep. You guys are very artsy fartsy over there.
Mm-hmm.
Sculptors and magicians.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Okay.
Must have been a crazy party.
Yeah, I don't remember turning on Star Wars and waiting for the adults to get hammered.
Oh, the wrong side of the tracks over here.
Okay, here's one that, I have a very easy answer, and if you, I'm guessing you'll be able to guess it, but I want to see what you guys say. This is like dating app opening line ideas for the holiday season. Some of the other ones, just so you know, like are like, if you could invent a holiday, what would it be? Is your family more into holiday 5Ks or holiday mimosas?
Nope.
And then there's all these cheesy pickup lines. Your style really slays me. I'm not frosty, but your profile.
See, that's funny. I think those are great.
God likes dad jokes.
Yeah. I do love dad jokes.
I'm not frosty, but your profile is making me melt. and then what else is in here? Oh, yeah. Don't be home alone. Come over and watch it with me.
Ooh. Naughty.
Yeah. But what about this one? How would you guys answer this one? Kelly and Todd, what holiday food best describes you?
It was just the first thing that came to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Todd, what holiday food best describes you?
Man.
Oh, I got an easy one. It's a holiday drink, though.
For me?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
See, he gets awkward when he gets...
I'm not going there.
Come on, Todd.
No.
What is the awkward holiday drink that makes it...
Come on, Kelly. Use your brain.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah.
What would it be, Todd? What holiday food or drink best describes you?
Man. This is tough.
Don't overthink it.
Really?
Yeah. The first thing that came to my mind was stuffing. So, boom.
Yeah.
I need something that's like rough on the exterior, but soft in the middle.
Lamb chops.
What?
I don't know. That's weird. Nope.
What? See.
I just think he's like, God. You know, he's got the handle, and then he's.
What?
I don't know.
Kelly. I don't even know what she's talking about.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
What is that? That's like an apple pie, maybe?
Ooh, I don't know. There you go. Like a, yeah, Boston cream pie.
Sure.
That's good.
Blake?
Mine's easy. Come on. Fruitcake.
Oh, fruitcake. Yes.
Love that.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right, Todd's got your new Center Main forecast. By the way, if you can run us all the way into Thanksgiving, if you're looking at anything in the future.
Okay. All right. Well, today it's going to be warm. That's going to be nice. 50 to 55. Not much sunshine, though. Tomorrow around 50, we get the sun back. Cools off on Sunday. Next week, we got rain on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, cold, and there may even be some rain or snow showers Wednesday afternoon leading up to Thanksgiving. I think we're clearing out, though, on the holiday, and actually kind of mild, like 45 to 50, which is not bad.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Let the fruitcake thaw right outside.
Oh, my God.